Hey everybody, are you one of those people who love having sex? Well, let me tell you, your sex life is about to get an upgrade. How is that possible, Paul, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my friends at Skin Condoms, okay? Skin Condoms provide all the protection of latex, but instead are made with a polyisoprene material called Skin Feel, which is softer than traditional latex, okay? So they feel so natural that 97% of people who've tried Skin Condoms recommend them. I know because I have done this research. After you're done having sex, knock, 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 I'll come to your house and I will give you an in-depth interview. And everyone that stayed for the interview told me they loved it. People also said that the condom, when it was inside of them, didn't chafe them like latex, because it's so damn soft. Plus, they're completely safe for anyone with a latex allergy, and shipping is really discreet. It doesn't come in a big box that says, like, condoms. So head on over to condoms.com online to explore Skin. That's S-K-Y-N condoms. And they also have personal lubricants. Oh, you got to get that lube on. And plenty more. Get free shipping on your first order by using the offer code BONKERS, B-O-N-K-E-R-S. BONKERS is the code that you use for Skin, S-K-Y-N, condoms, over at condoms.com online. Can I just take a minute to talk to you about my new favorite speaker? Oh, man, it's amazing. It's called a Playbase. It's from Sonos. You know that I love Sonos. But this thing is so cool. It is like a home theater system that's so low profile, it practically disappears beneath your TV, and it fills your entire room with epic audio. I know this because I have it here in my office, and whenever I play it, people come in like, whoa, where'd you get all these speakers from? I'm like, it's just one. And I go, where is it? And I point it, and they go, that's not part of the TV. It blends in. It's amazing. From sports to movies to TV and gaming, Playbase adds pulse-pounding sound to whatever is playing and also streams music as well. I love this thing. Plus, Playbase was created for TVs that sit on stands, so there's no wall mount required, which isn't that just a pain in the ass, mounting something on a wall? It just goes right underneath. In fact, one power cord and one optical cord is all it takes to hook up. It's so damn easy, from out of the box to under your TV, and you're already listening to something awesome. You don't even need to read the manual. The Sonos app guides you through every step of the setup. I know, I've done this. This is all 100% true. If you get a Playbase, you are going to shit yourself because you're going to be like, why did I waste all that time getting an amp and speakers and all that bullshit when all I needed was one thing that will kill every sound that comes out of it? It's going to make it awesome. I love the Playbase. Check it out at Sonos.com. That's Sonos, S-O-N-O-S.com. And check out the Playbase.
It's like Back to the Future. What? You can hear me? Yes, I'm you from 2 months ago. Oh my God, that's not possible. Yes, it is. Well, then what was I gonna say? You were gonna say it's like Back to the Future, but if it had no cars and just went through letters. Exactly. We saw the lake house, so you know what that means.
A nigga grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly, or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June, gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam, just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado the Birdemic, how we staying alive? They calling in the badass and he's on the line, cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice, cause a bad Jim Varney looking kinda nice. Paul and June getting literal, Jason is getting laid, June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you, how did this get made?
Hello, hello people of Earth, and hello people of Largo. We are live in Los Angeles at Largo at the Coronet, our LA home, amazing theater. If you're ever in LA, come check out Largo. They have amazing shows. They'll blow your asshole out. That's their slogan. I think it's vulgar, but it's a great slogan. Their shows will blow your asshole out. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are talking about romance, time travel, two things that go together so well. And to join me on this journey, please welcome my co-host, Jason Mantzoukas! No.
What's up, Drake? How are you, Paul?
I am very good, Jason. Now, I know, like you, you and I think we both, we're a sucker for a romance.
I love a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, did you say comedy?
I'm sorry. Sorry. A romantic movie.
Okay, right? All right.
Yep. A romantic movie.
Yeah. And so there is something about this movie.
Oh, I was on board for this movie. If you're wondering if I cried, I cried multiple times.
Am I
happy about it? I am not. Because at the end of the movie, when they kissed, I was grossed out. Spoiler alert for this pile of nonsense. They kiss at the end.
They kiss in the middle, too. Which is even more anticlimactic.
The end kiss, I could talk about only the kissing for hours.
We'll get into it.
We will get into it. We're going to get to the bottom of these smooches.
I have a lot of things I want to get to the bottom of.
I did not care for it. I want to get to the bottom of this lake.
I will also just say that I also cried at least twice.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind it. Because I love love.
So cool, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, tonight is a How Did This Get Made All-Star Show, which means that instead of having June with us tonight, so sad, we are going to have, we're going to have an amazing How Did This Get Made All-Star. You've heard this person on a little episode called Vampire Academy. She was recently on the brand new season of The Fall. She has tons of stand-up dates coming around. You can check out her website. Please welcome Aisling B.
Woo!
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. That kiss, in Ireland we call that horsing it into someone. Just like...
It was uncomfortable kissing.
It's like he was trying to get something out of her that he'd forgotten about.
It's like watching two people with different sized mouths.
It's odd because I would argue their chemistry is good, so it's really upsetting to watch them.
Logistical nightmare, they should have renamed this show.
It seems to me like the way that they kiss is if they knew from their bodies, like, we need to, lips to touch, but I've never seen anyone do it, nor have I done it. So based on my just animal instincts, this is how I think a kiss would be. Like, that was the first kiss.
I felt like he was doing, like boy-girl party kissing. Like I felt like seventh grade, like a boy girl party
where you kiss for the
first time, you know, like spin the bottle or something.
Well, but then they have a good kiss in Speed, right? So they're kissing.
I forgot they were in Speed together. Wow.
Like that was not a
Wow-y.
Thing.
Wow.
Like, and ironically, kissing. That kiss was slower in Speed.
Wow. Wow, I forgot about that movie.
That's why people loved that they were really back Speed together 2. Again.
For me, there's only really Speed 2.
Of course. Cruise control. All right, well, we have a very special guest here tonight. If you are a fan of podcasts, you probably listen to her podcast and you love it. It's one of my favorite ones. She hosts a show called Mystery Show, and she just announced that she is teaming up with the Serial team to make a Serial Productions, a new podcast production company. She's been on This American Life numerous times. Please welcome Starley Klein.
Starley. Starley.
Now, Starley has a unique distinction of she called this movie. This is, she said, I want to do the show and I want to do this movie. And
I hate you.
So I want to throw it to you.
Starly, your wine is going to spill.
Oh, yeah.
It totally is. If only I had a magic mailbox.
He's your magic mailbox. That's going to be your stripper magic mic. You'd be magic mailbox.
Magic mailbox.
Well,
because I can fit all the letters.
When was the first time you saw this movie? I want because you recommended it. Did you see it in the theater? Did you see it at home? Like, I want to just know why you were forced to see it.
Well, I saw it on cable.
Okay.
Okay, but the thing is, I've seen it like 50 times.
Wow.
Okay, the reason I needed you guys to watch it is because I'm obsessed with unpacking the logic of it.
Yeah.
And I watch it, I'm under its spell. Because what happens is, I can't, every time, it's a cable movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time it comes on, I'm at its mercy, and any point it's on, I have to sit down
this
and
watch. This is your godfather.
I was in Australia in May. It took 27 hours to get there. I'll probably never come back here. It was such a terrible flight. I was in a hotel room being like, I need to make the most of this trip. I was out the door, like, bag on the shoulder.
I just want to make sure what you're saying is, fuck Australia.
Well, for sure that.
Never go
just Qantas.
Well, honestly, like, there's not... Like,
yeah, like they've known Donald Trump. It's just on America, you know?
I think I'm putting Australia on blast.
Yeah. But then Lake House came on the hotel TV, and I sat down and watched the entire thing.
Thank God it's only like an hour and 40 minutes.
But I'm like...
Does it change every time you watch it? Does something different happen in the future?
Every time I'm like, I'm going to crack it this time. It's going to make sense.
In Australia, was it dubbed?
It was...
It played backwards, though. It plays backwards.
Well, it was in the future, and it still didn't make sense. Like, that was what the mind...
Was the winter the summer in Australia?
Yeah, and still the mailbox...
Seasonal joke there.
I want to just tell you this, Starly. You will never get closure on this.
I know.
Well, yeah, we're not going to crack it tonight.
I thought with the brain trust...
We will only be able to point at where it... falls apart.
Yes.
Horribly. Yeah.
And some nerds will think they've got some insights, but they will be wrong.
I know you're not going to crack it because you didn't even know what speed.
There is.
I forgot about speed.
Speed is the reason that kiss disturbs me so much, because every time I watch that kiss, I'm like, but the chemistry was there before.
I think the chemistry is still there, but
no.
Well, there is a 17-page thesis written on the time travel elements of this movie. I have some quotes from it in here. But it's online.
By you.
Who wrote it? What do you mean?
It was written by...
Paul Scheer wrote it in 2024.
I wrote it last night, and it's great.
It says... the author's like right here. It says, airline. Paul Scheer wrote it? August 15th, 2024?
It says...
Can you please wait 2 years to tell me?
I wrote it... It is taken from meyoungs.net. It's a 17-page blog post titled "Temporal Anomalies in Time Travel Movies Unravels the Lake House."
So I love
that,
it.
Yeah. So that's. But we'll get into that. I will say right off the bat, I was happy in the first shot when I saw the lake house. I was like, great. It told me the title and it paid off on it. Right out of the gate. I was like, everything else is bonus.
I really liked the actor who played the lake house. He was just so still the entire movie.
So good.
Never saw
so much range.
Daniel Day flinch at all. For not even for a second.
I've been a fan of that house for so long.
Yeah, it's very... It's
By the way,
house.
That house
bunch of other movies.
Was literally built for this film.
Really?
Oh. Yes, it was not
an existing
house.
I love that people are surprised. It's just like four pieces of glass. And it's a bad shed. Of course,
but it has that technology.
But sadly, it was not.
Time
it
travel.
Used 35 tons of steel, 100 carpenters, welders, and painters, and it had
Where
no...
Where would you get 100 carpenters free to make that piece of shit?
It's still... I guess it's still there, and...
We're getting all the same people to build the wall.
Yeah.
Same material.
Trump, huge fan of the lake.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody could put their votes in and put them in, and then they go back 2 years and go, I should have gone Hillary. I should have. Yeah. Bad choice.
That's how we can undo this with the lake house logic.
We just gotta
find this fucking mailbox.
I do
Everybody
think Trump takes kissing cues from that last kiss.
That was a...
Yeah. Those kisses were.
But so the place had actual running water, but no toilets because it is all see-through. So they built it without a bathroom. So that giant house that's just now a
prop. So where do they sit when they live there?
I went on the worst ever romantic weekend break in Manchester, not by the sea, the one in England. And and inside, I'd say the hotel room was this size, which is a great thing to do for a podcast record. Yeah. It was this size. And they're like, oh, yeah. But it was like a big room. Inside, they had...
The hotel room was as big as this theater?
No, just the stage.
Oh, just the stage. Got it. Okay.
That would have been a big, yeah, I'm doing really well. No, and inside the room, they had a four-glass bathroom. And that was a toilet, or the restroom, as you would say. Four glass, heavily lit on a romantic weekend.
But to be fair,
and you have to go in and go, was it a fetish hotel? Go and, no, a regular hotel.
So it's not,
it was just
where
called
you're supposed to go with the person who wants to take
it
you
wasn't
take
as special as you, yeah.
No, but
you do, you have to like, go, well, I'm just going to go to the loo, and then you have to sort of like, even if it's just a wee, you're there going, then, how are you?
And
you
then know, the person you're there
this
with
is what
like,
I look like when I'm on the loo now, you know?
It's
oh,
not
awful.
It's not good. Glass bathrooms are not
no,
good. It's not.
No.
No one needs to see that much.
Oh, no, I want everybody to watch. I would do a glass bathroom, glass toilet, glass everything. So you're seeing
everything.
You're seeing it all, baby.
I wouldn't mind.
No
the glass
secrets.
Toilet.
No secrets.
It is getting that part of the relationship out of the way.
Because that's the thing. If I'm you know. With someone, if they're going to have to sit through me shoving food in my mouth,
they should
why shouldn't
out.
They be part of it? leaving my downstairs mouth.
You want to see what happened to that dinner you bought me?
Do you think that relationships would be over quicker or stay longer if you were forced to watch the person you're with?
I don't know. I will say this. I do make everybody I date watch me shit, and I am single. So.
I'm going to say
now,
you guys.
I'm not saying these two things are related, ladies, but. They very well.
I think
maybe.
It's just the way on the you do it on the street. I think that's your problem.
Yeah. Well, but I'm doing it while I'm opening the door for them.
Yeah, you're like, oh, by the way, a little present pour vous, madame. Happy Valentine's. Oh, no. Jason. Is that?
Well, Starly, you okay?
That didn't sound like the right sound.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was a more
it
delicate
was the wrong
part.
Sound effect.
I like that you're now worried about his health. You're like, actually, Jason, if that's what you think a poo is,
like, you're shitting
it should,
too much.
There should be
well.
Like a lot more of a wetness to that.
I have a few edits.
we'll put it in.
Yeah. The movie, obviously, if you have not seen it,
oof.
it's a love story between two people in different times. But it's not like somewhere in time where it's like someone from like the 1700s and the now. It's like just 2 years.
But that's the whole, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's such a problem. Like, if it was longer, it would not be on this show. Like,
but that's the thing. It's like when he pulls up in that truck, it's like, oh, that's an old truck. Oh, he must be from like even the 80s. I take the 80s.
Yeah.
Like 2002... 2004, 2006.
I feel like they didn't want to spend money on wardrobe.
But the problem...
He didn't, because he wears so many turtlenecks in this movie, and it's so upsetting. So upsetting. I
heard
you have to take that.
$250,000 spent on turtlenecks.
Yeah. Right, they got 100 carpenters to
make. If we're going to just talk about this turtleneck, I need to show you this picture. Okay. So, his hair over...
Wait, are you sure that's his hair, or is it a... piano key style turtleneck.
His hair is like gently like
it does look like an octave on a piano.
It really does look like a piano because his dark hair is
good old piano neck. Ooh, now, I'd love to tickle those ivories.
As someone who's worked in TV and film, when they put the camera on you, there's also someone behind the camera with like a little notepad to go, hey, that looks a little bit out of place. No one flagged that at all.
No. This was placed. This was intentional. Oh. You don't just like
it's
accidentally have hair fall in a piano-like pattern.
So yeah. Well, anyway. So yes. So,
but
yes.
2 years. Well, I mean,
say
the 2 years. The problem with the 2 years, besides the problem is at any point he could go find her.
Yes.
Right.
This is the problem.
He could call her, even to begin with.
Especially
he could call her.
was I at first.
Right,
I
or
was,
she could call. Wait, which is it?
Well, she's in 2006.
They could call each other.
The first step is either of them could have looked each other's numbers up.
Sure. Or Googled anything.
Not Googled.
Because that's about, at the why start, not? I told Phoebe this is 1998.
I guess, well, I mean, they act as though, like, Google internet does not exist.
All right.
For sure they
I'll
act
give
as
them
though,
no internet in 2004.
Even still,
no,
they could just send
but
a note.
They act as though email does not exist, even though they are emailing each other daily. Like, I feel like that's what the mailbox is
now, chatting. Here's my question, because I couldn't figure this out. It would be one thing if she, because she says to the new tenant, please forward my mail to this new address, blah, da, blah, da, blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. But in which case, I could see some sort of time travel pen pals. Yeah. I get that. But no. She has to go back to the house, to the mailbox, in order to get... How far is she driving?
Half an hour every time.
I think what... To give a little bit of logic here. I think what happened is she's stressed out from that first week at the hospital, and they're like, go to where you like to go. And she's like, oh, I'll go back to the lake house. Let me just check the mailbox. So the first time, it is just sort of like, oh, I wonder if anyone moved in. And then she's like, oh. But then she's back and forth that lake house fucking
because,
non-
by the way, when they're having conversations
like
back...
Every 3 minutes,
yes,
she returns.
Yeah. When they're having conversations back and forth, that's one line, Sen. Receives one line back. Reply.
They're texting.
Yes.
They're like, they're snail mail texting.
Yes.
But.
And like the red flag is the dot, dot, dot.
And like at no point. Like,
but it's with. It's,
right?
But it's like the phone is like 30 miles away every time the text comes in because she returns home and then drives back.
But no, but she also.
But at
like,
no point did. I was in a long distance relationship for 2 years.
Brag.
Thank you.
How did it work out?
Once.
Did you guys kiss at the end?
Did you guys have passionate kissing?
Did you make him wait 2 more years before he like was allowed to kiss you?
Well, it took 2 years before he got out of jail. But like after that, we were really... and then he went back in again. But in that time, you had to be putting out some good boob pictures to keep someone like
so you think
the
she
miles.
Should have like drawn
at
some
no
boobs?
Point, at no point did she go, by the way, there's my tits. Keep you interested until 2006.
Or by like, the way... But to that point, a picture. They didn't even take pictures of each other.
But he's like, so he's willing to wait 4 years before he has sex with anyone, and he hasn't even seen a picture of her.
I would have loved if she turned up and she's like, well, 2 years hasn't been easy on me. To be honest, I got lupus in the end and I've committed gout on my legs. But I'm still the same sassy gal I was in the letters.
She's so like... They're so demanding. Like, well, the movie's also alone. Like, if you're an actor in this movie, it's a lonely movie because for really like the first 40 minutes, they're just like contemplating. As
while
like,
voiceover happens.
Yeah. So it's just like her like checking medical files. But yet the clips of the, it starts off more like letters. Like, what do you do? What do you this? And then it just devolves into conversation.
Yeah.
The whole.
I would have loved it if it gone through straight to like, ooh, I want to suck your dick. Oh, I'm ravaging your tits with my mouth. Like, just straight up filthy fucking...
But then they'll let her back with you. Are you still hard? Well, I got your last letter 2 weeks ago, so to be honest, no.
You up? You up? What do you mean, you up? Yes, I'm up. I'm here at the mailbox. Just like both of them just like cutting to them with the romantic stuff and then each of them just like jerking off. Like right on the mailbox. The mailbox just keeps getting like, covered with cum.
I like that.
You could put my cum in the mailbox and get my child. She gets pregnant.
Put your cum. Put your cum in a
like a
Tupperware
bullet.
And put it in the mailbox. Next time I come, I want your cum in this mailbox.
She's just like.
It's a better movie.
By the way, I believe it is just the porn. It's probably the porn version of it.
I would watch a porn version of this movie.
When
to be fair, I would watch a porn version of any movie.
I remember.
They stick,
What would that be called? Like the wet lake house or the really wet lake house? Or what would like an option be?
Wet house. I may have seen the porn version of this.
Wet house is the house parody, the porn parody of the TV show House. Wet house.
Or Full House.
Hugh
really
Laurie is also in it.
That I believe.
All right. Well, then here's my question. Well, Wouldn't it have even been a better movie if she also just lived at the lake house in 2006? Why make her drive there 30 miles? Like, it would be much more realistic. Like, oh, they both are there, so it's an easier...
No, she's got to have the magic... live in a place where the magic tree can be planted.
Oh, the magic tree.
How come the magic tree is the only thing in history that's allowed to be altered? How
and
come,
also,
like, that's the only thing also, that is, like, the... we can't bend time except for when a magic tree appears?
But right,
and
it grows so much in 2 years. Trees don't grow that fast.
Also...
But how did he know she was going to be dripping wet 2 years from the time he planted it?
Because he knows...
But here's
that
the thing
she's
about,
dripping away.
He drew a big penis on one of his letters.
Dripping house.
Not to deconstruct, well, I mean, we're going to, but not to deconstruct it too early, but a deciding issue in her relationship with adult Adam Devine is that she is, like, she kind of cheated on him, right? That was, that is, like, on the table
nice.
From the beginning.
Morgan's a nice guy.
Morgan's a nice guy. Morgan's done
her
nothing
boyfriend.
To deserve her.
Yeah. Nothing.
He's the Bill Pullman.
He also invited Keanu Reeves to a party after 3 sentences.
That.
You're like, that also, he basically went, this is my dog. Okay.
Come
it's
to
my
our
girlfriend's
party.
Birthday. Would you like to come to a party inside my home where I live and I don't know you and you've never been, I don't know your surname?
Keanu
Would you
Reeves.
Like to come
had.
Into my expensive home? Yes, bring someone else, of course.
I like your piano.
Maybe bring
turtleneck.
A bag where you can put all my expensive items into it at the end of the evening. Like, he's a good guy.
Well, Keanu Reeves also offers to Morgan. Help him take in those beer or bottles. Of booze into the house and then doesn't do it.
Yeah. Also, like, I could carry moves. Those two boxes. Hey, man, another white guy with strength and, you know, enough muscles to do this. Would you like me to help you bring those 6 cans into your house? Oh, thank God for friendship, buddy. Like, it's like it was like me going,
but Morgan
any chance
was
you can
giving,
help me with this, Jason?
He was looking, he was flirting with the boots lady.
Oh, boots. Well, I went.
She had a really good role.
I felt
bad for boots.
I didn't. He gave her no sign that he was into her.
I mean, thought they were an item.
No.
Apparently.
No, Jason, you idiot.
But she, at the beginning, is like, there's soup in here, and it's warm, and come in here. And I was like, oh, maybe they're like a thing. Maybe like they're like, you know, hanging
no,
out together.
No, she just wants to bone him. That's
but
why
the
she's
thing is, I the reason I don't, the thing is, he didn't give her any signs, but if I were her, I'd be very confused about why this guy was... like had no, was not only single, but seemed to desire, did not desire women for the
he was
entire
wearing
time.
That a lot of
like
turtlenecks,
so
it explained
Sandra
itself.
Bullock.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I feel like he was also not dating even before Sandra Bullock. Like he was, he's been a, you know, why you think, is he single? Because maybe he has father issues.
Well,
oh, he's got daddy issues. Yeah.
Wait, I wanted to bring one thing back to Morgan and one thing back to the time travel. With Morgan, the only thing that strikes me as being weird about Morgan is... at the end, when Keanu Reeves gives him the keys to the lake house, he's like, here, she wants to be there. Then the dog runs up to Morgan, and Morgan's like, hey, I know you. And then Keanu gets in the truck and drives off. Wouldn't you go like, oh, yeah, I know you because you're that guy's dog. Who I just met, the only other time I met him was with the dog.
Also?
Hey, God, buddy, your dog.
You're, also, the dog. What's the address for these keys? You can't give me keys and not tell me where the house is, right? And then also leave a dog? What the, like, in Morgan's mind?
He reacted to that dog.
He just met a crazy person.
But he met, when he saw that dog, he was like, I know you.
Yeah.
From when you met that guy.
Yeah.
And when
it's his dog.
When he kissed his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, yeah right. Well,
can we go back to the dog? Can we linger on the dog?
Does anybody else think the dog is responsible for everything?
Yeah. The dog is magic.
Those people had been holding that clap. Why did someone talk about the dog?
People are very into that theory.
Yeah.
I did not expect
that. The dogs are.
You thought you were the first one to think it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I did think it. I wrote it in my notes. I was like, is the dog behind everything?
Suspicious.
Oh, yeah. Jack the female dog?
Jack
the female, Jack, that fucking bitch.
Jack named after.
It's okay.
Jack named after Jack from Speed.
Oh.
Is that true?
Is that a real thing?
What?
That was their inside joke.
Funny.
They named the dog Jack because that was Keanu Reeves' character from Speed.
And then they'd already written a script of the female dog, so they were like, we're sticking with that detail.
Hey, little fact. Do you know Keanu Reeves gave all of the money from, was it The Matrix, to the crew? All the money he made, he just gave it out to the crew.
That sounds like not true.
Totally true.
I'm also going to call bullshit on that.
We'll have to figure it out.
Google it.
Maybe Matrix 2.
True.
Somebody bing
an
that.
Apology.
Maybe Matrix 2. But he gave all the money to the crew.
By the way, I love
people are saying yes in the audience.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
By the way, I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And we are watching this movie the weekend that John Wick Chapter 2 opens in theaters.
I am so excited for that movie.
I think Keanu Reeves gets a bit of a bad rap because he's a bad actor.
No.
But that's what makes him such a good actor. And like, I think people just like refer to him as a human man. Like, as a human man. Of course he's terrible in this movie. He's terrible. But if you imagine him as a spud with arms, just a potato with two arms, then for a potato with two arms, he's not a bad actor. You know?
I would agree. I would agree.
When oh my God, a potato can speak! And it's wearing a turtleneck.
Well, what I was going to show was the sneeze. The Keanu Reeves.
Sneeze.
The best ever sneeze on camera.
It's amazing.
The camera does like a whoop, like zoom in. And you go, watch you!
And
like,
that's when you realize he can time
you want
travel.
Another one? No. We got it. The first take.
But that was the bit where she was like, you're going to get a cold. And that's how you know we're time traveling. He's like, no way am I ever going to get a cold. That's Keanu Reeves actually. And then he goes, achoo. It's like, oh, now the movie can restart.
Because when that girl's flirting with him, she's like, you're going to get cold. He's like, I never get a cold. He's like, well, that's going to come back. Yeah.
Every single thing in this movie that you think is an incidental conversation comes back.
But
like
to
every
me,
single line.
But to me, like, what does I never get a cold have to do with a relationship? It's not like indicative. She's like, you're going to get cold. I don't.
He's got to put distance. He's got to put distance between them.
But when Sandra Bullock says the same thing to him, he does.
Hey, everybody. We have to take a brief break in the show for a couple of words from our sponsor. Casper is, I think, the mattress that everybody wants but doesn't know is so easily available to them. Well, let me tell you why. Okay, Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a very fair price. When I first started buying mattresses, when I became like an adult, I was like, wait, a mattress costs how much? Fuck that, I'll get this cheap ass one. But no, Casper's like, guess what? We're going to take out the middleman. You don't have to go to the mattress store. We're going to send it to you in a box. You're going to open that box, and the mattress is going to basically just explode and become an amazing mattress right on your own bed. Here's the thing about Casper. You don't believe me? That's fine. Try it for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they're going to pick it up and refund you everything, okay? Because Casper understands the importance of sleeping on a mattress before you commit. Because really, what else have we ever done where we don't get to try it? I mean, and then when you get on that store mattress, who else has been on it? And you're not really going to relax, all right? Here's the deal. Free shipping and returns to the USA and Canada. 20,000 reviews of 4.8 stars, and it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. And you all know, when the internet picks a mattress, you got to sleep on it. It's really a comfortable mattress that, I'm going to say this right now, gets better every single time I sleep on it because it starts to know my body. It's like the mattress and I commune during sleep time. It is so damn good. So get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/how and using the offer code how. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to casper.com/how and using the offer code how. Terms and conditions do apply, of course, but that shouldn't stop you from going to casper.com. Here is the thing. Not all ingredients are created equal. No, they aren't. They just simply are not. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's so important to know where your food comes from. Thankfully, for less than 10 bucks a meal, hear me? Do you hear me now? For less than 10 bucks a meal, Blue Apron will deliver delicious, quality food courtesy of over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. right to your door. supporting a more sustainable food system and setting the highest standards for the ingredients. Plus, with Blue Apron's freshness guarantee, you can be sure that every ingredient in your delivery will arrive ready to cook, and they'll make it taste great. Okay? I am a big, big fan of Blue Apron. Why? Because I love to cook, but I hate to shop. I know you've probably heard people say that, but I really feel that I want to be told what to cook, to think of what to get, and then find the recipe, and then get that one herb that they don't really have at the supermarket. I have to go to a specialty supermarket. Fuck all that noise, okay? I want to be able to make delicious things like spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata. How could I even make a ricotta salata before getting a little card that they send me, and then I'm like, oh, wow, I made this. And I'm going to tell you, my wife is impressed. And you know who else is impressed? My kid, who doesn't eat much besides quesadillas and mac and cheese. He's like, I'm going to eat this ricotta salata like a motherfucker. He doesn't say motherfucker. He doesn't curse with the big words yet. We're trying to teach him to get to the big words. Right now, he just says shit and damn. No, they also have amazing meals like sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrots, and ginger fried rice. Mmm, delicious. Parmesan crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli, plus baby broccoli and fontina paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad. I think what you noticed here, too, is that if you're a vegetarian, they got you covered. If you're a pescatarian, they got you covered. And if you just eat everything, they got you covered. You get to pick what you want. It's so good. Check out this week's menu and get the first three meals for free with free shipping. Why not try it? Three meals for free. Get your first experience totally for free with free shipping on us. Just go to blueapron.com/bonkers, B-O-N-K-E-R-S, blueapron.com/bonkers. Why not try it? Three free meals. We're not messing around here, people, okay? You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So do not wait. Go to blueapron.com/bonkers, blueapron.com, a better way to cook. All right, everybody, now we're back to the show.
Oh, so she's like a witch?
Sandra Bullock is a...
What do you think his issue is that he's like so obsessed with her?
Sandra Bullock is a queen. She's amazing. In this movie, I have to say, she elevates some real turds. She's polishing away all around the turd. She puts a bit of glitter on the turd. Like, she is, like, even in Gravity, you're like, God, she just wanted to escape. Like, she managed to make us watch Gravity just like...
Again, is another person when in the right thing.
Yeah.
So good. Awesome.
But this was the era of movie when, like, professional woman was the... Like, you can right. see... Because she also goes... She changes drastically between her 2 years ago self and her next... Like, she ages. Like, I mean, not ages in terms of, well, you gave her the haircut thing.
Yeah.
And I felt that was such a weird decision to give her the worst haircut. Yeah. Later,
present tense.
Just to have the 2 years ago haircut, which was obviously more flattering.
And, but she makes fun of the 2 years.
It was a bad hair today.
Like, oh, that was a bad hair year. Yeah.
But she was wrong.
Yeah, it was
because
obviously,
what we have to watch for the rest of the movie is
also
the bad
she had long,
time.
Straight brown hair. Like, you crazy bitch.
But then they have to like adult her out, even though it's only 2 years later, and she's like so like she has friends in the past, and then 2 years pass, and she's just like
well, that's
the woman sitting
in
the
bar. He goes through like real emotional beats, mm-hmm. you know, with his father and with the brother and with deciding to blah blah blah. All he's got, and she is. Doesn't have those same emotional beats.
She's stringing along this guy who clearly is into her and is kind of nice, not a dicky guy. Like, he's not
buying her houses.
Buying her, like, wants to go take her out to a nice restaurant, and she's like, you won't get in here. He's like, well,
he's
try.
Smothering her.
He is so benign in a boy. Like, they don't even really show you him being like adult. He's just
or in love. Like, you never see them kiss, or maybe you see them kiss briefly. I don't think they kiss.
But then she goes all in.
Morgan and
Sandy. This is the thing. It's like, okay, so like this is what the thing is. At that party, he meets her, he kisses her, she likes him. He knows for a fact she breaks up with Morgan anyway, because he's talked to her while she's in the future when she's talking to him single. So he knows it does not work out with Morgan. So why would you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
why not just be like? Why not just be like? Hey,
because she knows it's not.
Yes,
he knows
let's do this.
Like he knows. Right. He's not. She doesn't end up with him, and my argument is even like
she did this more like when the movie starts. They're on a rough in 2006. They're on a rough term because she cheated on Morgan with this guy.
Yeah.
Which is Keanu Reeves, but yet it's not happened yet because the correspondence didn't happen yet. But she doesn't even put it together.
It has happened to her.
No.
But also, she can't change time until the end when she does the tree and his life.
But why couldn't he just go to her in the past at any point and be like,
That's the thing is, he finds her in his timeline.
Yes. Right.
But she has obviously no idea who he is, but he makes no effort to, like...
But that was before the letter writing started.
Not only that...
Wait, no, it's not.
Yes, because she moves to the lake house to get away from Morgan.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Right, so she moves to the lake house to get away from Morgan.
But he knows all this because he's writing to her 2 years ahead.
But if she didn't send the first letter...
My dream.
How did it go, like...
Right?
No, but aren't
And also, all of it leads to the worst kiss.
But like we don't know, but you know what I'm saying?
If he had put the tree there from 2 years beforehand, wouldn't she have seen the tree grow? She can't be the only human to be surprised by it, because everyone in the neighborhood would go, "Where the fuck's that tree come from?"
Because the tree's been there
the whole time.
But why?
But it has.
But she's surprised.
I know.
She was.
But that doesn't make sense because he put it there 2 years ago.
No.
He just brought up
two alternate realities that going on in her mind.
No. Wait a minute. What? He plants a tree.
Yes.
Before the building is built.
I know that. But if they
so when she goes
to
live in that building, that tree is there.
No, because she writes the letter saying there's no fucking tree.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, how is she surprised by it? It should automatically, time should change, like the butterfly effect.
Now you guys understand me.
Wait a minute.
I have dedicated my life to this.
I'm annoyed by this now.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's like in Back to the Future 2, Marty goes back and he's not like, it doesn't just, you have to go back in time to adjust the timeline. So in the beginning of the movie in 2006, before she starts the time travel, before the time travel starts, he's already kissed her.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, which makes no sense because she didn't start it. Like, if she started in the, like she's like, Morgan and I broke up because I fucking kissed this guy, but she didn't send the letter until later, then it didn't start.
Exactly. See?
But retroactively,
think about it this way, though. Think about it this way. Because, yes, there are certain flaws in the logic. They are flaws, though, that how would the dog know how to work it all out? It's a dog. It's doing the best it can.
What about the fact that the man that she saw die on the street is the whole reason she's like, she's traumatized.
Who she made out with?
Yeah. She made out with him. She then makes out. She made out with him, and why wouldn't she turn his body over?
Yes,
he died in her arms.
No, in fairness, he was probably smashed in the face, and the only thing recognizable would be the turtleneck. She's like, that. I can identify the body. Only one man has ever been brave enough to
recognize
wear that
piano key turtleneck. Because that's the thing is, yeah, no, you're right. All of this has already happened.
It's a loop, but I just feel like I don't understand if the tree is allowed to be the thing that you can alter time, because they make it seem like you can never. When she goes on that date, she's like, "It already happened. We can't meet tomorrow. We can't look you." She's like, "It's never. We can never go back." But the tree means you can go back. The tree means you can change the past.
Well, she changed time at the end by saying, "Hey, don't get there." But I even had trouble about how she told him not to get them.
Oh yeah, that didn't add up at all.
What about the not only do you not cross the street, wait 2 more years in addition to the 2 years you already waited for me.
Why not just say wait for the traffic light? Wait for the light, cross safely. It was you in the plaza. Wait 2 years. What? Like, not, it was you. It was you in the plaza. Look both ways. Like, what are we doing?
She drove for like half an hour to get to the house, and then she wrote a quick
note. And he also drove to the
house. And I'm like, there's loads of time on the way to write a really good note.
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, he's already put in the time, and she's just like, if you want to deserve me, just wait 2 more years.
I agree with Starly. She's a real bitch.
It's a problem.
But I'm also now thinking, too, she knew exactly who he was because she sent the book to him in the future. Like,
yes.
Hey, here's your dad's book, which he's so touched by. But there was really no dedication in there. Like, she's like, you need to see your dad's book.
I felt like it was going to be, like, to my son.
Yeah, me too.
And there was just a page in the middle.
That was just like a photo.
Where is a picture?
And it wasn't a dedication. Yeah. It wasn't like my sons are my inspiration.
I was
like,
wondering how she's going to reconcile. I thought it was going to be dedicated just to him. And I was thinking, how are they going to reconcile that the other son didn't get anything?
Do you think that the props guy, they'd spend so much money on the 100 carpenters making the lake house. So they were like, we got to get John, who's never made a prop in his life, to print out some stuff off Microsoft Word. He's someone's brother, and he's going to do the book bit. So we'll leave him at it. We won't patronize him, and he'll do a real nice job on the cheap. And so that's what happened there.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. That makes sense.
I also have to give Sandra Bullock, like, in her character is ballsy, because once she's like, you know what, fuck this, I'm out. Never again thinks about this guy, really.
Yeah.
She's like,
she lives for a year.
Let's see what he did.
She and Morgan lived together for a year.
Yeah.
No, 2 years after that.
Yeah, because they're going up to 2008.
2 years.
Oh, it's 2 years. But after the she and Morgan are back.
Map,
no,
I
think she spends 1 year corresponding single with Keanu and then 1 year alone with Morgan.
Wait,
not
no,
corresponding.
No, no, no. Okay.
I have the whole timeline. Okay. It's a little map timeline.
But I want to know this, too. If Keanu Reeves was at the mailbox and put his dick inside it,
would his dick come out 2 years later?
Would it be a younger dick?
And would hers be an older vagina?
Oh,
it'd be
so
older dick. Because he'd put it to the future.
If he put his penis,
I'm sorry, yes, well,
if he put his penis in the back of the mailbox and she put her ass to the front of the mailbox, and they both put down the red flag at the right time.
I need to
could
see that movie.
Could they have had sex through time?
Could they have, like, yes, a timeless sexual encounter?
Imagine if
Keanu's
they could have,
dick
but
is
his
that
penis
long.
Isn't too
his
isn't big enough.
His dick is as long as a
so
normal
just
mailbox.
Just been sort of poking off the tip.
The scene in the movie, and it was just her ass and his dick just missing.
Just
missing.
That's so sad. That would be so sad.
That's the real story of Persuasion.
Are you doing
Please.
It? I'm doing it. Are you doing it? I'm
I've,
doing
I've
it.
I've literally got my
What's
ass
What's wrong?
As far
Why isn't it working?
Mailboxes, I can get it.
I might be too short.
That's Please, someone good. If anyone is good at Photoshop,
kisses,
Google this image.
My kisses more than make up for it.
Oh. But that's what the real persuasion happens in the book with Persuasion. That's the actual story.
Wait, what?
In Persuasion, they just a dick and the they
oh,
can't
that's
quite
what it's
touch.
Jane
yeah,
Austen.
The whole story of Jane Austen,
oh,
Persuasion.
By the way,
which just barely, just barely
it's
missing.
Just almost
it's persuading it in.
Yeah.
Oh, this novel is barely penetrated.
I have two questions about Persuasion. She's like, get Persuasion. It's a, or she goes, get this book I left for my dad. It just looked like a book like you could get at a bookstore. There was nothing
yeah.
like,
yeah.
it wasn't like an original or it
yeah.
wasn't like
no,
a,
no.
a bound copy.
She got like a cheap paperback
yeah.
as a gift Mass for her dad.
Paperback.
Yeah, and then he didn't give it to her. And then all of a sudden it's buried underneath her house. Like, did he?
He did that.
He did
he
that?
He did that.
He broke into her apartment and put
no,
it in
her house.
No, that was the lake house at that point.
When it was being built, I assume.
No, that was a new lake house, I thought, when she was living
No,
with
that was in their city apartment.
No, that was
that
in
was
her apartment,
apartment.
In,
oh, yeah.
on the tree
so,
building.
So, like, he snuck
yeah.
in during, like, the flooring
During
process?
Construction, yes.
And, like, was, like...
By the way, I
the
liked
off
that.
Chat, she's angry one
I
day.
Liked that moment, but I was also like, what a fucking idiot. She might have never found that.
And why is that... Why is he being so subtle at this point?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the whole problem is it also takes him so long to say we should meet.
Yep.
They're corresponding for like a year before he like writes his...
Or call
this.
Me.
Yeah.
If he well, lives at the end, then she would have gotten the phone call, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what that's when I wrote...
Phone call.
I wrote, why
the
don't they meet?
905.
And then I wrote, is he dead? And I was like, I fucking called it when he was dead.
Yeah.
But
I got so excited for myself.
She's like, call me right now. The number in the phone is like dead. But then when he avoids death, he would have just called her.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, there's so many.
Right, because they wouldn't.
They also cheat so hard because, like.
He would be alive.
Is that phone call from him?
Well, she's
no.
like, she's
no.
like, call me. Here's my number at 9:05 on Wednesday. But if in the future, when he lived, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I did call you because I was alive.
Right.
Right. I got your letter.
Wait.
And I was writing to you for 4 years because you made me wait and not cross the street. Because at that point, that's what I'm saying, if the tree bends time, why? If he didn't die in that thing, that means there's so much
how
unaccounted
much time?
For time for that 4 years.
How much time do they both spend standing in front of the mailbox? Genuinely.
Too much time.
I mean,
she asks
her
only
patients
once.
Are dying.
She asks only once
well, she
for somebody to cover
way
her shit.
She seems way too upset by a man dying on the street, considering she's a doctor who watches people die every day. Like, I feel like her being able to experience death, she's unqualified to be a doctor.
Also, listen to this. I also feel like, and maybe I don't know, but I thought that the head nurse, the woman from The Good Wife.
Oh, she is celebrity.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's
very
good.
As in, wait a minute.
House of
she's
Sand
the head
and
doctor.
Fog.
Wait a minute. The best friend.
Well, no.
The other doctor.
I got confused between, no, I got
the mother,
like
the
woman
very,
who speaks like this. Yes.
Why'd they do
well,
that?
Well, that was, her mother and
the best friend kind of look alike.
Yeah,
and
like
both
why?
And both
why
had
accents. Were they not the same? Even though Sandra Bullock does not seem like she's from anywhere except for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Because I thought to myself, if you've only got one, like, sassy best friend, why give it to someone who doesn't speak English as a first language and is making her way through the script? She's like, well, you know, we lie.
Well, that was her mother, too. They were both accented.
And
by the way,
that was her mother as well.
Yeah.
Her best friend is, like, the head surgeon or something.
Yeah, yes.
I feel like you were taking, I think she's her boss.
And I don't think she's supposed to be sassy. I think you have mistaken the archetypal part. She's not supposed to be a sassy best friend at all.
But when they were both at the bar drinking together, like 50% of Sex in the City.
I think you're projecting a little bit of Sex in the City onto their sassy best friend relationship. They are both incredibly maudlin doctors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that
wait
woman,
a second,
that
I just realized.
Accepts, yeah.
I think we're talking.
Yeah.
So wait, this is interesting too. This is about the dog.
So dude, the dog is in charge.
So this is Sandra Bullock,
this
right?
is the first. Oh,
before
yeah.
Remember that day?
It's
you were
2004.
Not happy. Remember that?
She says the dog. Remember that day. Now looking at my timeline, she didn't get that dog until 2005.
Yeah.
Because that she arrives mid 2005 to the lake house. So 2004, that dog is rocking it with Alex.
I think so.
But when did he give her the? Why did he get rid of his dog? You don't just get rid of your dog.
Why does he say so early on? He says, "I think we must have the same dog." What? How do you get what? How would you ever guess that?
The description: he's got a waggly tail, a tongue, and
really
likes
think we
eating
must
biscuits.
Have them
like
the same
all
dog.
Dogs. That's all dogs.
At a certain point, shame on Keanu Reeves for not being like, fuck, I'm going to die.
Right.
I'm going to die. You know why? She hasn't found me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other
so
thing...
So, ergo, I must be dead.
Well, when he doesn't show up for the restaurant, neither of them for 1 second entertain the idea that
he's dead.
Died.
That
he's like, something must have happened. I must have been called into a meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, because at any point...
My immediate thought would be like, I call friends now and I'm like, am I still alive?
Yeah. Because...
Have I passed? What's going on?
Couldn't they have just figured out if he was dead early on in the movie when he's like, here, take a walk around Chicago with me. He's like, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. In 2 years, I'll be there.
This is the...
Like, I could have... Like, they could met
either
then.
Of them at any time could have found each other. This
yes.
is the thing...
They don't live 100 years apart. They live 2 years apart.
In the same city.
And meet frequently.
And one of them is famous.
He sees her on a train.
One of them is famous. Like, he is a famous... Like, son of an architect.
He's not famous.
He's building,
he's building condos. I have an issue with that.
Why is that? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, why is that what makes her want to find him? Seeing that picture at the end. When
she finally
is like, can I find him? And how does that the trigger? Seeing a picture of her
I
own
also
house.
Didn't like the convenience.
That she
already knows.
This. Yeah, like, she knows.
I didn't like the convenience of her going to his architecture firm. Yeah, it's a new place, blah, blah, blah. No. This movie has interconnected time
and
travel.
And that's why she shows
Don't
shock.
Randomly walk into his fucking place.
That she
especially after 2 years of not having any idea where he is.
No, 1 year.
But for me, that was like, love will always find its way. If time travel doesn't work, there's always the old turn up at his office.
She would know. She would be like, let's go to my letterbox boyfriend's place.
I mean, a big thing we're not addressing here is the usage of the postbox.
Yes.
Because I at first got very angry about it. I was like, you send food packages back. You warn people about death. You get people checked and their health checks, etc. Like, you know, do you remember that show with the guy from Friday Night Lights?
Daily Up, Daily
about the,
Edition.
What was it?
Early
Daily
Edition.
Early Edition. The newspaper turns up and is like, finally, I can stop that guy falling over in the street, whatever. Yeah. We were obsessed with it in Ireland. We never say anything like it. We're like, so, time travel's real. They have it in America. But they never at any time use the postbox for world good. And what? Also, they never go, I'm going to tell the newspapers about this. There's a postbox.
They're so casual about their discovery of time travel
like,
being real.
Yeah, well, this is
can this be real? Yep. Okay, cool.
And the family. And the family as well.
Like, it's more important for them to be in love with someone they cannot be with than it is for them
to find a cure, have their
minds blown by time travel.
And finally,
I have a boyfriend, girlfriend.
There's no reason for them to be in love.
I hate being single.
No reason. There's nothing that connects them.
They're both fucking drips.
Like, you still...
I love when he goes, I think I saw you. And she goes, how do you know it was me? And he goes, brown hair, gentle, unguarded eyes. And she's like, yeah, you saw me.
Every woman in the world was like, yeah, I mean, I've had a hair dye job, but that was also me. Unguarded eyes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Can I just say that I was, because I was really angry about this. I was like, why aren't they using the postbox for good? Come on. Yeah. And then I went and I looked at what was actually invented in 2006 that Sandra Bullock could have actually, Bullock, is it Bullock? Bollock?
Yeah.
Bullock. Yeah, but I got really a bollock. Bollocks, we use that as a term for testicle. It's the cow one, not the testicle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, isn't she
Sandra nuts?
These are the things, Sandra giant nuts. These are things that were invented in 2006. Because I was like, oh, there must have been some big shit she could have sent back. Hypoallergenic cats.
I'm sorry. This is a list of big things?
Big things. I honestly...
Things that happened in 2006.
I was giving them a hard time.
Sure.
And I was like...
But hypoallergenic cats
is at
the top of your list of the big things of 2006.
Let me finish. Exactly. There was nothing to send back, Jason.
Go ahead.
It has to
fit
in the
mailbox. So we should actually give them an easier time. These were the only things worth talking about in 2006. They were invented. Hypoallergenic cats. Air mattresses. Big Mama's House 2. And that's it. So actually, there was nothing to send back, and they did a good job.
I disagree.
Yeah.
What else? Also, Pluto was downgraded from a planet to a dwarf planet. Are we allowed to say dwarf planet?
He doesn't even once ask about...
That bit 2006?
They do that bit about what's the future like. She does some jokes, and then he never once again, ever again asks,
why doesn't she send him a newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, who cares? Nothing much has changed. you gotta go bet on the Mets?
Yes, and they could have made loads of money.
Well, that
and
good.
Shared it with each other.
Yes, yeah. Back and
just
forth.
Like big piles of money coming out of the box.
Time travel is like the third most important thing in their life.
They could help each other get away with murder.
If he
could be like, he could shoot someone, put the gun in the mailbox, and be like, get rid of this. Again, better movie.
He killed Tupac. Who killed Tupac? This is what they connect on in falling in love. And I would argue this is the most, cheesy-ass, like, connect, like, listen here.
But keep in mind, each of these lines can only be one line back and forth with drives in between. So it's not a conversation. This is a
movie
about people falling in love one line at a time.
And but you know what? On a serious note, it's a waste of paper.
I'd also argue that their love letters were like notebooks. Like, it would be like, I'm assuming you're going to answer here. I'll leave that blank. And then I'm going to make another bold statement here. Because after a while, you're like, I can't just keep on the gas.
Questionnaires.
Yeah.
They would have done a questionnaire.
So, but listen to like the dumb, like this is like Bachelor level, like the show, the Bachelor level conversation. Like, I'm so happy you're here. Yeah, I'm so happy you're here. Wow, we're really connecting. No, you're not. You just said that's all their real conversations with the Bachelor. Like, I'm so glad you're opening up. Yeah, I just feel really open to you. Yeah, thank you. It's like, all right, so here we go.
Okay, your turn. Favorite things.
Where to start? Okay. When I smell the flowers before I see them. When it starts to rain just as the picnic is ending. And I love the smell of Jack's paws. Alex?
Kate?
I wish we could have done this walk together.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I like that.
I like that moment.
But not the dialogue.
But the dialogue, like, I like...
If somebody said that to me on a date, I would punch myself in the face and leave.
Avril, who pulls all of our clips...
So if somebody was like, I love it when it rains just as the picnic is ending, I'd be like...
Bye. Check.
And then I would just listen to Joni Mitchell in my car and openly weep.
It's kind of like a Joni Mitchell line, though, isn't it?
It's no! Like,
don't it all
terrible.
Seem to go that it rains at the end of the picnic? Like, it's a bit like...
It's not a bad Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah.
How long do you think it took him to write in script in spray paint? Kate, I'm here with you. Thanks for the lovely Saturday together. It's a lot.
Wait, that's longer than that. Some of the messages they send in the magic mailbox. Yeah.
That's... Oh, wait, did you put that on?
I did. This is a pause.
Wait,
screen.
What's happening?
Is that... Wait, now, is this a joke? Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
No,
that's in the movie.
That? Is that in the movie?
Yeah.
I didn't have my glasses on when I was watching it, and that, from here, now
just
without glasses,
like nothing.
It looks just like graffiti. It just looks like, you know...
It is graffiti.
Jenny Watt here.
Keep in mind, it's 100% graffiti.
I mean... Define, what's the difference between graffiti and writing in very tidy italics a nice sentence on a wall?
That is graffiti, without
is
a doubt.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
It's not.
I mean, technically graffiti. All right, so my question that I want to throw out to you, besides the time travel Trump, is the dad, he's rebelling against the dad, but he's making condos. Wouldn't it be like, oh no, dad, you make corporate shit, I'm going to make something more...
Like the lake house.
Yeah.
Right. But he seems to be a success. Like oh, my brother, the condo developer, is like, wait, but your dad, you're railing against your dad for being like a big corporate developer. And he's like, I'm going to show him. I'll make shitty corporate
developers. No, that's not what he was mad at his dad about.
What was he mad
at? His dad was always an artist. And he was mad at his dad because he said after his mom... I don't know, the dad seemed like a great guy to me. So I was always, that was the other thing that was hard to unpack. But I feel like the dad was not, Keanu was rebelling against the dad by making condos because the brother and the dad always stuck to the artistic vision. He was mad because when the mom left the dad never talked to her again, and then at her funeral said the day she left, she was dead to me.
He
didn't go to the funeral.
Keanu's character is basically saying, fuck art, let's just make buildings.
Yes.
Which is
great. Even though he loves art.
I feel like he's like, I'm going to be a builder, not an artist.
Okay. Or obsessed,
like in the beginning.
But he's
or
obsessed
like
with
that.
But his minimal, like art, he's living such a minimalist architect lifestyle. That's the thing. It's like he spends all of his time at the lake house and talking
he
about
looks
the
right, like he smells saying, a bit.
But what he's saying about the lake house
just
is
a smelly vibe to him.
What he's saying about the lake house is how it should be changed. But like he has a whole theory of his own understanding that is different from his father's. His father built this house that is whatever in opposition to the land, and it should be in connection to the land.
But Keanu definitely seems like he loves the lake house.
Yeah,
like he might.
I think it's because it's for his mom? Question mark.
But why
is he mad at his dad for building a house for his mom? Like that's what I was. It seems like the
he's
dad
suppressing
did nothing
his art as a sort of up yours because he was probably the real genius in the family, and then he's. I can feel like we're all as four people really involved in working out what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I think he is a real artistic genius in the family, and he's suppressing his art as a sort of up yours to the father.
Could three people?
You can't have my vision.
I feel like they really wedged the father plot line in because they didn't want to. instead of digging in more to the time travel aspect. Like every third scene would suddenly be like,
well,
now we're watching a
father. Well,
when
they got to that big monologue about architecture, it was like, and this relates how to what? Like, I'm like, light.
What are the materials?
Tokyo, Barcelona.
Concrete and aluminum. Okay.
Also, in terms of the family, like, I have a sister, one sister, one Brad. Sibling. Sorry about that. My mother had sex twice. Real goer. And if my sister came home and was just chatting, oh, I'm meeting this man, and, you know, he lives in a different time. He's from 2 years ago. And it's been going really well, but it's just a bit slow because we have to put a letter in a postbox every time we want to talk to each other. I'd be like, okay, Sinead, we're going to take a little drive now, but you have a glass of water and everything's going to be fine, just so you know. I'm going to support you for as long as you need. But the brother, there's one scene like, oh, you're still thinking about that girl that you put the letters in the postbox to in the past? He's like, oh, you got to get over
everything.
Her, man.
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
like over beers. Like, oh, these biscuits.
Everybody's
like,
cool about it.
Everybody's yeah. cool.
Because
nobody's
like
guys,
right.
You're not well.
He could
neither
be
of you are well.
Institutionalized
no,
for
cool.
what he's doing.
Yes. Everybody's casual about it.
Yeah.
Everybody
so
completely,
casual.
In the most mellow way, accepts the existence of time travel.
Yeah.
And no one wants to use it for any other reason except to get these two people united
yes.
who live in the same city.
But,
and
but they could have
like
had hypoallergenic cats
and
earlier.
Have who
and
have already shared a kiss.
Yes.
What?
Who've already shared a kiss.
And by the way, she's kind of like pretty nonchalant about sharing a kiss with this guy.
She makes out with him.
Yes.
And Morgan and the not girlfriend, Boots, Morgan and Boots are like right there like...
Yeah.
And she's like, what? It was one kiss.
Yeah.
Like, wait. If the woman I was living with was stone cold... tongue diving with Keanu Reeves, Neo from The Matrix, I would be like, get out of here. And she's going to give me like, it was one kiss. You blew it so far out of proportion. I threw you a birthday yeah. party. At the birthday
but by
party,
the way,
you Stone Cold got fingered by the guy who's a stranger.
I want to talk about that birthday party because she brings him to that birthday party and he's like bringing her around, introducing her like, hey, so this is so. Like, wait, it's her birthday. Why don't you invite her fucking friends? Like,
well, no,
you invite
that was,
this fucking stranger.
That was her complaint. That's oh. what that was her complaint. What gets us into that story is her complaining to Morgan about how he was so more interested in getting all of his weird town friends to get to know her then it right? Wasn't that his thing?
His Chicago friends.
I love the idea
yeah.
of weird town
she
friends.
She also...
Like if we panned around that house
well,
party, you'd be like, hello,
yes.
I'm Greg. Oh, you run the bakery.
Well, no, like, but she's like, they're like, she's like a city person at that point or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like living in like Northern Exposure. but he, because he lives near the lake house.
I guess.
In the little town.
I guess. I was
right?
having a really hard time tracking the
no,
geography.
No, you had to go out of town
because it
something.
Felt like the only thing that bonded him to Keanu and got Keanu the invite to the party was that the guy was like, I want to get her a house, maybe on a lake.
No,
well, because
the only
no,
thing that
Jack
connected
runs to his house.
Yeah.
Second time, but not, oh, the first time. Oh, right.
Yeah, the first
that's
time.
That's a short
yeah.
run.
To his
but
house.
How does Jack do that?
And also, Boots.
Jack is the fucking god of the movie. Dog backwards is God. Jack is God. And God damn it, God is a woman.
What
oh God, working title of this film, Oh God, You Bitch.
Jack really does run before he's ever met either of them that first
the
time.
The better ending of this movie would have been Jack goes across the street, she's in Daly Plaza, and then the dog gets killed.
Yeah.
Because something needs to die.
Yeah.
The dad dies.
The dad dies doesn't count,
but
though.
The dad's
going
to die regardless.
The dog, and they both would have run to the dog and then looked at each other and then high-fived.
You know what?
Well, we've done,
you know what we've done? We've done a couple of good takes of the kissing. Let's do one where you guys just high-five.
A high five would have been a gentler, softer
a
thing than what
nice,
happened with
nice,
that kiss.
Nice, tight high five, and then just walk away.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We have to take a brief break in the show for a couple of words from our sponsor. Can I talk to you for a second about an airline that actually cares about its passengers? I'm talking about Delta, okay? Have you heard about Delta Studio? Delta Studio is the best. I fly a lot, and whenever I get to fly on Delta, I am so psyched because I know that Delta Studio will give me like 1,000 hours of entertainment all from my seat back or my own device for 100% free. Do you hear that? Do you understand what that means? That means that I can skip around from movie to movie. I can watch TV shows. I can watch HBO. I can watch Showtime. I can listen to amazing music and watch satellite television. Whatever I want to do, it's all at my fingertips, and it's completely free. I can listen to podcasts, play games. They have 300 movies on demand at any given point, and it's so much fun because you can just kind of catch up on old classics. Like, they had Ghostbusters on the flight that I was on today, and they also have brand new movies that you want to see, like Why Him? So you can really do everything because also Delta, here's the deal, partner with cool people like HGTV, Refinery29, The Food Network, Hulu Originals, WNYC Studios, Curious World, Headspace, and Disney XD. So you're getting high quality channels 100% for free, and it's all streamable on your laptop, your iPhone, your iPad, or your Android. So you can watch on your seat back, or you can just watch where you may be more comfortable on your own device. I love it. So buckle up and relax and dive into the world as you soar above it on your own with endless entertainment from Delta Studio. Your journey is sure to fly by. Podcast fans, have you heard about this? It's called podswag.com. Okay, podswag.com is a store built around your favorite podcast. That's right. It's a wide range of clothing, accessories, and novelty items courtesy of your favorite podcast. They work with artists to create high-quality products that you want to see, and it's a great way to show support for the podcast that you love. So go take a look, pick up some swag from your favorite show with everything from graphic tees to snapback hats to stickers, posters, and enamel pins. You're sure to find something that you're going to love. Actually, there's an enamel pin of Jason, June, and I, which are probably not the best likenesses of us, but where else can you get a Paul Scheer, June, and Jason pin? You can't beat it, and the price is right. So head on over to podswag.com. And remember, keep on checking back in because they're releasing brand new products all the time. Finally, you can show the world your support for your favorite podcast by wearing it on your hat, on your body, or on a lapel. That's all I'm saying is you may not know where to get your pod swag. Well, just go to podswag.com. Podswag.com. Get your podcast merch now. All right, everybody. Now we're back to the show.
Let's go down to the audience and see if they have anything that we haven't thought about. All right. Let's see what we got. Yeah, you, sir. Come here. Come to me. All right. We can turn on the house lights if we want, or we can make it real intimate like this. All right. Sir, come over here. Yeah. All right. Your title for the film and your question.
My title for the film?
Yeah, hold on to the mic.
Title for the film.
Here's your question, if you have that.
Okay.
You guys got to go?
They were actually in the wrong year.
Wow.
They get to in 2015. I have to go back.
I had a question. Does he kill his dad with the coffee?
What?
He says.
I mean, I get it. I get it. It's not a bad theory.
But I snuck it past the
right.
He dies that night.
You're right.
From too much caffeine.
He just had a heart attack.
I think you're totally right.
Yeah.
You think he means,
now,
think he means to kill the dad?
The bigger question is, did he do it on purpose?
Right.
Yeah.
No, look, he was always trying to please his dad, but sometimes he knew better than his dad.
You okay, Paul?
I was trying to
Are you,
make
Paul,
it.
Paul, you know they're asking questions.
I'm going to go sit down in the audience again. You'll go sit over
Paul,
here. Yeah.
You're not in the
this
audience.
Guy's gonna come up on stage.
You're not part of the audience.
This is what this movie does.
I love
to
you on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh. Oh, Robbie!
Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's a good question. I think, yes, the answer is yes, he killed the dad.
He does, yeah.
All right, yes, you over here. All right, if you have a title for the movie, great. If you don't, this is your question. Here we go.
You've got some paper with you. Have you got a collection of notes
yourself?
Oh,
we got a lot of people with notes.
Watch this. Watch this. Nerds, hold your notes up if you brought notes.
Oh, lad.
And some of them aren't even holding them up because they're scared. You fucking cowards.
Okay, so my my title would be Daddy Issues, a Love Story.
And my question
is, so Keanu bought the house, mm-hmm. and Sandra Bullock is renting, so how does she not realize that he's her landlord?
From the past.
Oh. Yes!
I know why. They don't have a lease. He just gave Morgan keys.
And it didn't seem like there was a place to even give the check.
I don't think rent is being paid. Because he knows it's going to Kate.
Yeah.
Kate, meanwhile, does not know where the house is.
Okay, sir, your title and your question.
Title, relationships based on extreme circumstances can work out.
Whoa!
Hey,
catchy, catchy.
Yep.
Okay, and my question is, isn't it kind of insane that he gets the letter saying, hey, don't go to this intersection, you're gonna die, and he goes straight to that intersection.
Like, if he's gonna wait, if he's gonna wait 2 years, wait in your house. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just don't go anywhere near, go see a movie.
Do you think he's suicidal? I will say this, and I have a real question. Is this entire movie a Jacob's Ladder scenario wherein Keanu Reeves, while walking across the street, is hit by a car and while dying, imagines a time-traveling romance with the woman who attends to his wounds while he is expiring from this mortal coil?
He's dropped the mic. Jason is leaving the stage. Jason has left the stage.
Guys, I'm not leaving.
Contractually, you're buying for another 50 minutes.
I have
Jason,
to keep
actually,
going.
You really have to stay.
All right, here we go. Ma'am, your title, your question, here we go.
Love Waits.
Love Waits, great. Mm-hmm. Could be a sequel to Hope Floats.
Two things. The first one is
Hope Floats always sounded really toilety. I was never happy with Hope Floats. Yeah. Is that what you're calling it? Hope.
It is a remake. It is a remake. Yes, this is a remake.
And two, since Jason brought it up, since he thought maybe the dog was God, the dog does disappear at the end. So if maybe the dog was really God, no.
The dog disappears?
No, it goes to her. No, when?
After.
Vote on it. Who said the dog disappears?
Because you never see the dog after again. Morgan is when she has it, because he's in the past and she has it in the future.
But maybe he was off finding a squirrel or hanging around with his friend. A dog's
she wouldn't
a dog,
bring the dog
man.
To the architect.
Am I in shot? Like trying to get into the scene.
There's many times when it looks like the dog is going to disappear, when it runs just away.
Yeah.
But then it keeps finding Morgan.
Right, so I love that, like, one time the dog ran a little bit, and he was like, no, Jack! And he's like, it's a dog, it's just going for a little run, it'll be back in a second, that's what dogs do.
But it seemed like the dog ran into town.
Yeah.
Like, the dog ran far into that guy's house.
Yeah.
Is that, all right, good question.
But not
sarcastically, obviously. All right. All right, here we go, what do we got? Who's got a good question? All right, sir, your question, your title and your question.
My title would be,
fine.
Boo!
Couldn't she just take the mailbox with her and take it home? Like,
yeah. The mailbox probably is the magical part. There you go.
That's amazing. Why not just, like, make a purse out of the mailbox so you can constantly be in touch? Huh.
Yeah.
Why not, like, try and put yourself in the mailbox? Why not put your face in there? A telephone booth there. Like, is there a bit of magic that ever happens that gives you
insight? Well, here's the other thing.
The tree.
Magic just in there.
Yeah, what is the device? Do we understand that it's predicated on anything?
But she should have at least tried it, like tested putting her arm in or something.
Well,
right?
I already suggested, you know, dick in the post box.
I know, but before they got there.
Because listen, the minute I see a box like that, I want to fuck it.
I would have also.
Am I right, guys?
And as a lady, I would have been like, no, you go first, stick your dick in it. Am I right, ladies? Like, that's exactly how I would have been, like, testing it out. No, before I put my hand in it, you put your dick in it. Let's see how that works out. Ooh, not well.
I do, like, there's something weird about this movie that there is nothing. I mean, the dog may be God, but there's no magic. There's no magic. It's not like, oh, when we built this house, is where your mother and I got proposed to.
He doesn't make a wish to be big. He doesn't,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but
movies that have a bit of magical realism to them,
just,
or whatever.
Well, she says it in her letter.
All I want to see is a lightning strike, and that's all I need. Like, if something happens.
Yeah, but there isn't.
Even her letter where she tries to explain what happened when she sees him die, and then she drives to the lake house immediately afterwards. Even that, she's like, I just drove to the lake house to see if something. And it's nothing, like, she hasn't even finished the sentence. Like, she doesn't say, I drove to the lake house to see if my true love was waiting for me in a mailbox. She just sees a man die, drives there to clear her head.
But you're right. She sees a man die who she has kissed.
Yes.
Remember, though, his face is mashed.
Because in that...
We don't know.
No, it's not, because he just...
Yeah, we don't see his mashed up face.
I doubt he was like, oh, here's a bus. Let me cover my face.
Okay.
But like, she's there. Like, as a first responder, she is there on site. Even if they declare him dead and open up
his
wallet,
she
would see his name, and she knows his name.
License.
Or if he'd have put his penis in the post box, she could have zipped down and gone, wait now.
Listen.
2 years younger, I know that penis.
I don't disagree. Whenever I come across someone... who is dead, and whose face is unrecognizable, and it's a woman, I open their blouse to see if I know those tits. I'm like, this is a stranger.
Maybe,
I am so sorry.
Maybe this is...
This is the strangest stranger I've ever... No, you're right. I shouldn't have kept going. I don't know why I'm still...
I don't know why I'm feeling... I just felt like maybe I should check around.
Is there any truth to the fact that maybe he was also having a relationship with a magical bus and he was trying to fuck the bus?
Oh,
and that's why he got hit by...
Yeah.
He didn't put his penis in the mailbox. He put his penis in the
bus. When he realizes that she saw someone die on Valentine's Day 2 years ago and he's like, wait, today's Valentine's Day? And then he's like, oh, I gotta go die. Doesn't he think to himself, I must be the dead guy?
Yeah.
That must be me. No. Or is he not even going to see Sandra Bullock? Is he going to see a corpse?
Oh.
He's like, I'm going to go watch someone die. Hey, you guys, you want to go watch someone die?
Can you imagine?
I know where there's a death.
But by the way,
Can you imagine if it had been someone else and he still ran up to her and she was like trying to pump his heart back to life and he's like, hello, and then goes, hello.
Well, it's like the one concrete piece of information she gives him about the future, so maybe he's just going there to see anything that he knows. Like, she doesn't ever mention anything else happening.
Sure.
But he must have gotten that information so early in the day because she's having lunch, so give or take, that's like 12:30 to 1:30. So he must have gotten that, as he got the information at 10, give him about an hour, 45 minutes to drive up to that lake house.
Is there traffic?
She
also drives.
Yeah, he goes through the box.
Go look through the box, find the letter, read the letter, drive all the way back down.
What letter is he going to get?
He's going to get the letter.
Her first letter the letter where she wrote about it. But why would I feel like he went there just to double check the address. It wasn't even like he didn't remember in the first place.
I thought he was
going
to get a
letter. It seemed
like
the most unnecessary detour to go back and read the letter.
I thought he was bringing her one of her unread letters, the ones that he'd been leaving she had never received.
By the way, you know what he could have done with those unread letters?
Put her where the persuasion is.
No, he could have found her and been like, look, we've been writing for 2 years.
Yeah.
Here's proof at any point in that time.
Sure. I would have gone on my rape alarm, though, at that stage. I would have been like, bah, 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 bah.
She's like, I would never write letters. I would never write one sentence letters. I'm not insane.
Oh, man. I would really love for a girl to come up to me and be like, hey, we've been corresponding in the future. I have all the letters to prove it. We've been corresponding.
Isn't that your handwriting, Jason?
Anyone else have a question?
I'm kidding. I would not like for a woman to do that.
All right, your name of the movie and your question.
I would call it Red Flags.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Like, I'm out, stop writing me. And so he keeps going to the mailbox, keeps putting in letters, and they just keep stacking up, and she's not reading the letters. So it's a magic mailbox, and she's just like, I'm not doing this anymore. But it's also presumably a literal mailbox. Why isn't there, like, a confused mailman?
Great question. Maybe the, maybe the mailman's also answering things like, I like picnics after the rain. I like all of a sudden, in the middle of the movie, there's a guy with a mustache.
A bit of comedic relief.
Do you think there's a separate situation where, on one hand, Keanu's like, really, oh my God, I'm falling in love with this girl, it's amazing. But you know what? I've been ordering loads of stuff on Amazon, and I never get it. Like, practically, a lot of, I just got so many bills I haven't been able to access, and nothing that goes in is.
She mistakenly gets packages that she's ordered, but she thinks it's from him. It's like, why would he send me like a dental pick?
Or she's like, I've gotten a bunch of your bills.
Yeah.
Or like loads of like products, maybe some Anisole or something like that. She's like, I'm just gonna put that back into the past for you. And you said, that's like for your, if you're
preparation age, foreign preparation age.
One of those cultural differences that's so nice to hear about, isn't it?
Yes, your title and your question.
I would call it Speed 3, the Slow Lane.
Ooh. Yes.
And so that lake house is all built out of glass. Where is the attic?
Exactly. Yes. Oh, a lot of people.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. There's like a little.
Because that upper area has the retracting doors for the tree, so there is no upper floor.
And it looks like a different building. That attic. It's like wood beams.
I would buy that. There's like a small little. I mean, it looks like a little, it's not like an attic.
Did she,
the box is there? And then he puts the box up there and he doesn't even say on the box, Kate, open.
I don't think he puts it together. He puts it, the way he puts it there is like he's not even for a second connecting.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know. There's something like so.
Because he knows about the paw prints. He watched those happen. Then he goes up to the attic and is like, nope, there's no box here, because that's in the same letter. And then he goes and puts a box up there that he knows she'll find, but she doesn't look inside
it. Again,
so
this
she
is the
never
guy
looked
in
the box?
What was in the box?
What's in the box?
What was in the box? How amazing would it be if she opened the box and it was Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
And Brad Pitt lived there before.
Yep. And it was a Goop promo.
Obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but it's now time for a second opinion.
We think this movie might be the worst, but that's an opinion. That's just the first. It's time for second opinions.
Antoine walking away.
And the Grammy for Best Second Opinion goes to Antoine.
Antoine walking away with a Star Wars cookbook. All right, so there are some good second opinions here. And as a matter of fact, I pulled more than I normally would pull because they're so good and short, like the communications in this movie. So.
Did you notice that thing about the singing, which she says in that scene?
What is it?
She tells him that she went to San Francisco to become a singer because he said he's told her that she's got this great voice and she wanted to become a singer. Minutes later, they're dancing and he goes, do you know any songs? Do you like to sing? And she's like, no one wants to hear me sing. I hate singing. Like in the same scene.
Something changed in the time travel. Maybe that's the only thing that was affected. Sure, her old trip to San Francisco.
That's the laziest thing to overlook in the same scene, because they didn't have to make that her one backstory.
What about the dialogue where she's like, oh, you're funny today. What'd you eat, a clown for breakfast? And That's not a thing. That's not a phrase anyone has used.
And it's such a zing that it breaks him up for like a few months.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that he's moping around.
I wrote another one down here too. Like it was, there's two dumb ones like that.
It is one of the worst non-jokes I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, this slide.
I like when he says, Frank Lloyd whatever, and you're just like, you actually do know his
name. Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
Your dad is essentially, like, I know, like standing in for him.
I know you're building condos, but you know how to finish that name.
And why was the dad so dismissive of Keanu? Like, when Keanu first comes up, he's like out in front of the building of this truck, and then his dad's like, yeah, not today. But then it was like, hey, what's up? Like, not like, was it wasn't like they had like a real, like they didn't have anything to get over. It was like, well, I'll come over to your house later and we'll have scotch.
No, I know. Well, that's the thing. Is the whole time they're trying, like this whole, we've devote a third of the movie to their relationship. And the whole thing is that they're not supposed to, like Keanu is supposed to have disappeared for years and not, yeah. That's supposed to be the first time he sees him, but they seem totally fine.
But yet they know all about him. It's like, oh, it's the condo developer.
The blight on the family name.
And it is odd because I guess now you've seen it so many times that you understand that they're very artistic architects. I didn't get that. I just got that they were architects.
Well, the dad was an artistic architect?
I guess like I thought he was like a difficult man. I was like, uh-oh, here he comes. Here's a big man.
Yeah, he's an artist. Like,
I didn't like
difficult
him.
Men are always great drawers, though. That's their classic. Yeah. They play guitar. Well, they're difficult. We forgive them.
He used to play cards with Frank Lloyd Wright and Corbusier.
No, Frank Lloyd whatever.
Frank Lloyd whatever and Corbusier. And I was like, oh, okay. So he's like supposed to be one of those.
But
like,
when they played cards, it wasn't like a game. They'd just be building elaborate designs. Of
like Jenga would be a nightmare with those
You do
dice.
Get the feeling the dad would be the he was always doing something like that.
All right, so this is 5-star reviews from Amazon. This is from D. Knox. I get my fix for getting away from life in movies, music, and the arts. Beats the heck out of drugs. We all have to escape somehow, and this movie is a great help. It does keep one interested, at least I think so. You understand, this is only my opinion. And I wish it was more professional. And how I dissect the movies, I only know what works for me. And that might not work for you. It's different. But it's interesting. And on a fantasy level, it works for the media. So enjoy it. Or not. Later. 5 stars.
Five stars. That's amazing.
From Nicole, this is a really well-made movie and almost completely clean. By clean, I mean it has no nudity, no sexual references, or in-bed scenes. Very light drinking, but the scenes that do have drinking are not out of control. And it's done by clearly of-age adults. No teen party scenes.
Oh.
And I love the storyline. And spoiler, it doesn't have a sad ending like some of the movies in this category. 5 stars. So those are kind of like the normal ones.
Like the most passionate kissing in this movie is between Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. Like... because that movie, it comes up twice here. It's, what is it, Notorious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both times I'm like, ooh, I got to watch Notorious. Why aren't I watching Notorious right now?
The fact that he was waiting 4 years to kiss anybody, he should have been, like, eating her face off. Like, I feel like...
Right,
like,
instead he's giving, been... like, weird little mouth kisses.
Maybe he's forgotten.
Maybe his kissing muscles have atrophied.
This is from Michael E. Lindsay, and the title is A Twilight Zone Movie.
I think that's Michael and Lindsay, but in Spanish.
A Twilight Zone Movie? Where was Rod Serling? I'm a guy that don't cry at weddings. Sandy has the gift of expression. She has a disarming effect on guys. Her character sent me to a paper towel to dry my tears away.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves did a good...
I don't
good,
like that phraseology.
Me neither.
Keanu Reeves did a good job of supporting actor. I was a little disappointed. I mean, he's not really supporting. I would say he is the
co-lead.
I will say I was a little disappointed when he didn't put that book in the mailbox for Kate. Sadly, oh, sorry. Sandy will break your heart every time. Her long brown hair.
Oh, boy.
Gentle and unguarded brown eyes will make you melt where you stand.
Oof.
I love all her films.
That sent me to a paper towel.
I love all her films, even the ones that didn't turn out well for her. I've already played this DVD 10 times, and it's given me the hope of finding that special girl, my true love. 5 stars.
I mean, like, that's, I get the reality of that. Like, it did make me want to find a girl from another time to fall in love with.
But there's something about that man when he talks about her unguarded eyes that I want to look after.
You know,
all
that was
women.
Paul.
Oh, is that you, Paul? But something about, like, unguarded eyes before was sweet, and now it's like when her guard is down. It's just, oh, he's going to get his wet
towel. Because unguarded eyes and paper towels should not be in the same.
Yeah, number. That's what it is. Oh.
By
yeah.
the way, that's the name of my memoirs.
I have a couple more because they're so fucking good. This is another one from Norma Valberg. Only once before in my 3/4 century life has a story captivated my emotions so enchantingly that my DVD of the movie drew me like a magnet to replay it over and over
Wait,
again.
Wait, can we all guess what it is? Does she say what the other movie is?
No.
Oh.
12
Ice
time,
Age 2.
12. Notorious. 12 times in 8 days, I watch these movies as these lovers naturally and intently told me their story.
They are not lovers in the movie.
No.
My pen has never written a review, but this movie compelled
Still
me
hasn't.
To respond.
We should click on her username because I bet she reviewed the other movie
too. Ooh.
I met with this woman.
I was going to say, that's mystery show right there.
I met up with a woman I went to 6th grade with. She said I'd love the movie. And she was right. 5 stars.
That's like a short story. Like, that's like a Hemingway short story.
Oh, like
read
the
it again.
The shoes
read it again.
Left, yeah.
I met up with a woman I went to 6th grade with. She said I would love the movie, and she was right.
That's everything.
And that now this breeds the second line of reviews here, which are all crazy. I had this movie. I lent it to someone I went to college with because I thought she'd enjoy it, and I would encourage her to watch it. And I knew I was never going to get it back, and it was okay. Then this one.
This is like the notes they send to each other in the mailbox.
I think this is a wonderful movie. I once had it and someone stole it. I can't wait to afford another copy.
Not worth your money. If you are struggling so much that a copy of the DVD is too much money,
you
for you to afford, don't buy it. Don't
also,
ever buy it.
Also, they didn't say like a friend stole it and never gave it back. They're like, someone stole it. Someone came into my apartment tonight
for
and thought the lake house. Yeah.
Maybe
I was punched in the face and this was stolen from me.
This one is one that we've never really gotten before. He waited for his girl and it saved his life. Not only was he alive, but he was more alive to live with the love of his life. Wait on the Lord, and he will renew our strength. Isaiah 41:30.
The Lord is Jack! I'm telling you, this is a faith-based movie.
Well, now, definitely the abstinence part.
Yes.
Like just waiting.
Yes. Yes. Bit, the don't put your penis in the postbox bit.
You know what we want to do?
2121.
We love the chemistry you guys had together on screen in Speed. So we want you guys to recreate it, but never be on screen together.
This is the last one I want to read, but this is the craziest one I've ever seen. It feels like someone decided, like, oh, I can write like a reviewer. And here you go. So it's not me doing a bad job reading. Just know that. The time warp entanglement is developed in a well-done balance, supporting the developing romance and being supported by this romance. Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves build their on-screen romance in a fine but passionate dance of feelings, helping greatly to reinforce the whole movie. But all the actors and acting are in sync with this. The mood of the changing and unchanging settings is also in good sync with the flow of the story. In particular, I like the usage of several aspects of time linkage to provide looser to closer connectivity. The dog, the house, and the mailbox are all involved in this cross-time connectivity, as well as Alex and Kate linking up via those elements and more direct ones, such as shared inner voices, nearly shared presences, and totally shared presence in the same place and time at last. All these cross-time linkage aspects are juggled by spot on to build a fine romance. The story is kept moving at good speed, but it's still easy to follow. And the details do clue in the development without total certainty. So all can enjoy this science fantasy romance, as some good ones were actually called. And this one is like Somewhere in Time, another sparkling gem. And this title is A Sparkling Gem, 5 stars.
Wow.
That was kind of like a Sesame Street, like on Sesame Street, do you know the opposite of looser? Like they did the opposite of each thing, like looser, and you know, I actually couldn't think of the word, the opposite of
tighter?
Looser. Like, looser, what an idiot, because the opposite of loser is exactly Jason.
Are you okay? Yes. What's going on with you?
I was trying to slam him, but I was like, no, he's more intelligent than you.
Well, I think we figured it out.
Yeah, Starly, do you feel like we cracked it?
No, because I feel like we never actually said...
No, because it's uncrackable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because it's flawed. It's not... It doesn't add...
No, no, I'm never going to give it...
Oh.
I
would like you to mystery show this at some point.
I feel like the flaws is all the middle, them not looking each other up. But I do feel like one day the loop of it will be cracked.
Is there a director's cut of this movie?
Do you know the polar bear from Lost was just in the background the whole time? Just like,
I don't think, you know what I think it is?
It all takes place in Westworld.
I think the problem with the movie is simply that there is no, there's no like point in the ground that doesn't change. Like
no
like,
rules.
Yeah.
So everything is always
fluid. It
breaks
the time
and
travel.
And that's really confusing. Like you can't have a movie.
Well, they're prioritizing the love story over sci-fi.
No, but they're prioritizing the father-son relationship over, writing everything over the sci-fi.
But you could make this movie so much easier if things started to happen based on the letters instead of, like, the fact that she cheated on her boyfriend before the letters started, that screws up that. The fact that she has this experience with the dead man, but then doesn't, so she wouldn't write the letter, that make like these are all things
yep.
that don't, yeah.
Like, is it based on a book?
Is it based on a true story?
Yeah.
You got it in there.
Yeah.
It is based on another movie.
This is the fictionalized version of a documentary, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But do you know what it is? That there's a rule in screenwriting that if you can have people land on the moon, and you can have them take their helmets off and be able to breathe, but you can't have one person be able to breathe and one person not be able to breathe. Like there has to be a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Unless one's a robot, of course. His robot friend, of course.
Is this
Thank you very much for
riddle?
Yeah. I think
if I didn't have an accent, this would not sound like a riddle.
But
Well, you see, you can have people
don't
land
steal my children.
Where's your,
don't
where's
steal
your
my children.
Gold?
But no, let me chase you.
That's like the but
there's
think,
no
but,
rules. Like, there's like, oh, you can have a tree pop up, yeah. But that doesn't affect anything else. But you can do something to stop someone dying, but then you can't stop someone.
Yeah, but then
the
movie
the
ends
you
know. As soon as they like act the one time that they mess with time, the movie
but
ends.
But you could do like a Groundhog Day thing where it can kind of reset. Yeah. But I mean, to me, it's like, don't make a time travel movie if you don't care at all about the logic of time travel.
Well, and also, a good time travel movie, the rules of the time travel impact the travelers.
Yes. Right.
And this does not have that happen. Like, great time travel movie about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Wait.
And the movie is made exponentially richer because of the consequences of the time travel on the people that are being affected or by the people who are, in fact, using the time travel.
Did you see the one, I think it's a French one, where a guy goes into his neighbor's house that has a time machine in the backyard? It's really good. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? It's not
Time Crimes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's a great
really
one, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of great time travel movies.
Do you think, like, though, movies only get made, like, this is about what happens if boring people get time travel? Nothing really changes.
Yeah,
nothing really happens.
Do anything.
Well, the 2 years
will
thing.
You go to the kissing?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I can't. I can only play this kiss.
Oh, damn it. Kiss.
Why?
No, this kiss is nothing compared to the kiss.
This is your butthole kissing. That.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the end kiss is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm so
life.
Glad you picked up on it.
I was.
But also, she gets a line and he doesn't. It's like she has, like, I've got a line. And he's like, me no lines. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy. But skip ahead. We can't watch 4.5 minutes of this. I'll kill myself.
Also, Sandra Bullock acts like her head off with a post box.
Here we
it's
go.
Really impressive.
Guys, watch Lights Out. Lights totally out. Yes. Watch the mouths. Guys, it's happening. Oh, my God. They're walking for so long.
So long. They walk for 2 years.
He does. He waited.
Okay. No, okay, that's okay. This is okay for now. Now it's gonna get weird. Ew. No. Why is it so many little kisses? Why is it so, look at this. Look at the kisses, there's so many little kisses. What is this? It's so many delicate little kisses and touching of the face.
I feel
watch,
like
there's gonna be more.
4 years coming too.
So you
ew!
Face.
Ew! She's barely puckering. This may not be consensual. What are they looking at? The house?
Well, if they were looking at the house, what the fuck were they walking through? Because they both walked far away. Why wouldn't they?
I mean,
you know what?
That's not kissing. That's not how people kiss.
I will say a couple of things about this.
It's how people who are not into each other kiss.
Yes.
I feel like what happened.
Have they dated and broken up by this point?
If my whole thing is that they had chemistry at one point, then they became friends, and then now we got to kiss again.
The actors.
Yeah. See,
That's what I think.
I think
there's
they
an untold
dated.
Movie to be. There's a movie to be made about what happened in between Speed and Lake House.
Yeah,
there
is something.
I feel like
Keanu.
They dated,
yeah.
Then stopped dating, and then made this movie, and we're like,
It was supposed to be John Cusack.
It's supposed to be Joan Cusack?
John Cusack and
Joan
Cusack.
I would prefer Joan.
Joan and John. Really, really.
It would have been a better kiss.
By the way,
Joan
much
and
more
kiss.
Passionate yeah. kiss.
No. Keanu does something that I've never seen in a movie in this, and I think we could show it here. So when he kisses her for the first time, I'll show it to you. He let's pull it up here, sorry. So... this is the moment that I really want to pull to.
2 years and no one
this
been
is
that
2 years
neck.
Ago. Right, so they get caught, and then watch what he does. He, as he's walking
Lake
away,
House.
Yeah, it sounds really great.
So, great.
Alex, it's late.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here he goes.
Yeah.
Wipes his mouth full of the spit. He like, his mouth is full of spit. He's like,
yeah.
Nah. I've never seen anyone do that after a romantic kiss. Like,
you know why? Because it's bad kissing.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That kiss is mental.
See, I don't think they broke up. This is what I think. In Speed, they had all the sexual attention. They had good chemistry on screen. Then they went on one real life date. No chemistry. Stayed friends. Then got cast in this.
Yeah, okay.
So that's.
Or maybe, you know, the whole sad Keanu Reeves meme, maybe that was because he watched that final kiss on playback. Oh, that's what
like,
I look like.
I don't know how to kiss. God forbid.
He does know
that
how to kiss.
That you become an adult and don't know how to kiss.
I met one of those once and it was really sad. I didn't
or
know how to
kiss. Or maybe they just have bad
not.
Kissing chemistry.
That's what I think.
Maybe it's, there is no such thing as bad kissing.
No, but they
kissing.
Had good kissing chemistry in Speed. So that's what I'm saying.
No, in there is. There's like the three different girls in the audience. Like, no, there is. And no guys. No guys said that. Guys were like, all kissing's great. All kissing's great, especially the kisses on your dick. A bunch of girls were like, no, guys are gross. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think we broke it down here.
Sterly,
I'm
fuck
very,
you.
I'm
for making us do this, I mean.
Thank God it was only an hour and 37 minutes.
I could not be happier.
I feel like this movie needed to be talked about, and you guys brought it to the table, but it's impossible to make sense of a movie that didn't even try.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really, at the end of the day, they're like, no.
Do you
like,
think...
There was not, and it wasn't like, and, you know, it could have just been like Christopher Plummer at the end going, and that's how your mother and I met. And like, oh, all right. Great.
Like, oh, like, how amazing if after all this, after they've made out everything, it's revealed she's his mother. From another time. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
But they fuck anyway. And we
They're
see
like,
it.
They're like, win and run.
Well, it's a penetrative sex scene that's in the movie.
And he's his own father. He
also,
gets her pregnant with himself.
Now we've got a movie.
Now we're cooking on gas.
Now that's a riddle.
Or a sequel.
Yeah.
Lake House 2.
I wanted
Lake Havasu. Yeah.
Starley, tell us what you got coming up, what people can do, how they can find you, and all that good stuff.
You can find me on Twitter. That new serial spin-off,
yes.
Show's coming out. I feel like my role has been is very slight in
a
that.
Slight role, okay.
But that will be that's coming out in March. That show.
And people love.
It's not serial though. It's a.
It's spin-off.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah.
Serial.
It's not serial. Yeah.
But it's serial-like.
A little.
All right. But
is MailChimp involved?
Yeah.
MailChimp? MailChimp? MailChimp. I can never say it right. MailChimp.
Yeah.
MailPimp is a very funny idea.
Yeah.
MailPimp would have been great in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking bringing mailboxes, people to fuck. But also, if people have not heard Mystery Show, your limited series over on Gimlet, it was great. It was amazing. All the episodes were awesome. Can I ask, is that coming back right now, or is it, where are we at?
Probably.
All right.
Yay.
Great. That's a good answer. Probably is a great answer.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Aisling, what do you got?
Well, if you want to reach me, you can get me at this tiny little house by the lake. It's completely made out of glass. No, you can tweet me, but you have to post them to me through a letterbox. And in 2 years' time, you'll get a reply.
And you're in town this will be in a couple weeks for our audience. So will you still be in the Los Angeles area in a couple weeks?
Oh, I don't think so. I think I'll be back in the UK. But I've got a show out called Gap Year. It's coming out on, I think, TNT out here.
Oh, wow.
It airs in the UK. And then still in the fall, which is on the US Netflix. Not a comedy. Kind of the opposite of the
fall,
Lake House.
Honestly, I'm a fan of The Fall, and the first episode of The Fall back was the most graphic like surgery scenes I've ever seen in my life. I was like, whoa. It was like straight up out of like real surgery.
Went through so much ketchup.
It was a surgery documentary.
Yeah, I was like, wow, they're going for it. Yeah. It's awesome. I love it. And you're great in it. So no spoilers for you guys. Yeah. Jason.
Well, you can't contact me, so don't try.
I will always wait for you, Jason.
But what do we got? Nothing too much.
Gonna have a nice
weekend. The Seth Morris Radio Project the Seth Morris Radio Show is available on Stitcher Premium. I'm a voice in it. A lot of other people, great people from Earwolf and so forth, are voices in it. It's a hilarious new show that Seth, who created Bob Duca, has put together. That's really funny.
It's on Howl as well. So
it's on Howl as well. If you are on Howl, on that, yeah. Controversial app. what else? I mean, I also am the Scarecrow in Lego Batman. So I mean, like
lower your Scarecrow with us tonight?
No, he's not. No.
Do a bit of the voice.
No, I would
do
never.
Do a bit of the voice. Do a little bit of the voice.
I would never.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No. Guys, you'll just have to pay to go see it. So go see that. And I will say this too. Paul and I are on an episode of the Chris Gethard Show that came out last year that I think is one of the funniest things on earth. Please go watch that.
Super, super fun. I will quickly plug this thing that June and I are part of called the Big 100. It's basically every day for 100 days, we're giving you little actions that will make you feel like a better person. Things that you can do for your community, for your government, for everything like that. It's small things that actually make a difference and not getting stressed out about the big stuff. Yes. You can follow it on Instagram at the Big 100. And if you do something cool and good, tag the Big 100 and they'll post it too. Also, if you have anything that you want to talk about on this show, call us up at 619-PAUL-ASK, 619-PAULASK, and you can leave your comments or anything. I'll answer them. We've talked about a lot of different things on our mini episodes. A big thank you to Marissa Zeitz, who has been working on the show for over a year and a half, producing it. She's going away. This is the last episode for her. So big thank you to her. Yes. No more Marissa right now, but she did a great run. Did all the howdies, did everything. She is going back to Lake House.
It's the first time hearing of this. Okay.
She's going to the Lake House. A big thank you to April Alley, who cuts all of our amazing clips. July Diaz, Nick Kiley, Marissa, Leanna Waldron, everybody at Largo, everybody at Earwolf. Thank you all so much. Oh, and check out my brand new series called Drive Share on Go 90. It's totally free. You don't need a credit card. It's not an app. It's not a thing. Go 90. Just go there and you can watch it. Drive Share. All right. Thanks so much.
That's it, everyone. And make sure you check in next week to listen to our mini episode where you will get a chance to comment on this week's movie. That's right. Just give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. Or if you don't feel like you want to leave a message, you can leave it on our internet message board. Just go to earwolf.com, go to the How Did This Get Made message boards, and leave it under the Lake House. We'll be reading them. Our mini episodes are so full of great stuff. And of course, Blake J. Harris is going to have an interview with someone involved in the production, and we're going to hear from our friends of the Movie Bitches. So check us out next week on the mini episode to also hear the next film that we'll be talking about. That's all for now. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Hillary Frank. I host the Longest Shortest Time podcast. Tune in next week for a very special interview with comedian Rob Hubel. We will talk about his wife.
Oh boy, Hillary, don't make me start crying.
Becoming a dad.
Hold on, I gotta pour myself some water so I don't cry on your podcast.
And bringing his daughter home.
I gotta take a sip of this water, which I wish was vodka, but it's water. To keep myself from crying like a big crybaby.
Rob Hubel, like you have never heard him before. Next week on The Longest Shortest Time.
Fuck you, Hillary. Fuck you.
Just doing my job.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.